following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there. Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. And the topic we're hitting for this week, hopefully we'll accomplish this together. And I don't know if this is one of those questions that came in from one of the Refuge family, but I think it's a good topic, which is a refreshing or renewal of our faith. Or how do I get that refreshing or renewal of my faith? And I think it's an interesting question in that the part that we are maybe short on is not God's problem or issue. In other words, I believe, you know, the way I would kind of picture it is God is a rushing stream that's always rushing, always there, always present. And it's when we step away from that stream or we move away from some of the healthy practices that we have in our faith, that we begin to feel this need for refreshment. You know, when I think about refreshment, I think about orange juice. It's always a refreshing thing in the morning when we wake up and we're kind of dried out, and we get that refreshing first couple drinks of orange juice in the morning, and there's something so refreshing and invigorating about that early morning little sips of orange juice. And yet I also think of this, that rushing stream that God is. In fact, in Psalm chapter 1, here's what it says. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Listen to what it says. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. In my mind, as I think about that text and that image, is of this tree that's planted by this flowing stream of water that never stops. When we think about God being the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we think about his desires for us and for you and I to have a relationship with him, then he is a stream that always is running. And again, I think it goes back to when we start to feel dry, or maybe we just don't have that refreshing that we need in the Lord. It's not a him problem. It's not his location. It's our location. It's where are we planting ourselves is typically the problem. And so I wanted to just bring a text to you that I think is really helpful when we think about refreshing. And it really comes from John chapter 4. And it's many of you know this, and I think it's probably one of my favorite moments in Jesus's ministry when he's talking to the woman at the well. And, you know, she's like, why are you even talking to me? You know, I'm a Samaritan. And Jesus just kind of gets through all that and it basically asks her for some water, because he's probably in need physically of some refreshing. But she definitely is asking, she's not intentionally asking the question, but she's definitely in need of some spiritual refreshing and some spiritual understanding. And so in John chapter 4, and Jesus is asking for a cup of water so he can bridge this conversation with this woman who's in need of some spiritual refreshing. And here's what he says. Or here's what she says. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Why are you talking to me? Most people would never talk to me, but you are. Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. And here's again this premise and this understanding of living water. And in this idea, understanding that living water is the wisdom of God, it's the grace of God, it's the presence of God here. And Jesus is all those things. And he's saying, listen, I want to give you something that's better than just the physical refreshment of the drink of water. I'm going to give you something that will be longer lasting. In moments of feeling like, man, I need some refreshing, I'm going to show you where to go. And so he goes on, verse 11. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? And he's positioned it perfectly, right? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his son and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water, the physical water, will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. This picture that Jesus says is, when I give you this water, this everlasting water, this living water, it's water that will be in you forever. And so when the question comes through, well, what do I do when I start feeling like I need a refreshing in my faith? And I think it's a legitimate feeling, and it's certainly a legitimate question. I would just say, I would point you back to the living water and maybe ask yourself, have I positioned myself away from that torrent, that rushing river? And maybe I have, and maybe I just didn't think about it, and I just kind of slowly grew away from that. I've planted my tree elsewhere. And now when someone says, I feel dry, or I feel I need a refreshing of my faith, I'd say, well, just come back to the river again. Come back to Jesus, who's the living water, the grace and wisdom and mercy of God that you want to experience. And actually what he says here is this living water, it leads you to eternal life. It's a wellspring that leads you to eternal life in the sense of refreshing that you will have now in this life when we need the refreshing that will ultimately culminate in a full refreshing, of continual refreshing, as we stand in God's presence. And so I would encourage you today that if this is you and you're feeling like, man, I just need a refreshing of my faith, I would say go back to the living water again. And what does that mean, go back to the living water? And I would just say a couple things is, number one, I'd spend time with him, be quiet before him, listen to him again. Maybe if things have gotten so busy and crazy as they have, and you just need to be quiet again. I'd say the second thing is come back into spending time in his word again, the living word with the living Holy Spirit. Come back to spending time with him again. And maybe you've lost that, and maybe there's reasons why. And I would just say that come back to that again. And I think the third thing I would say is make sure that you are in a community of people who are serious about their walk with the Lord, who are seriously following after him, who are going to keep you accountable. You're going to keep them accountable. You're both serious about growing in the Lord, and people who can pray for you and encourage you and build you up. I'd say those are all valuable things as you talk about, can I get a refreshing of my faith? Hope that helps. I hope that answers some of the questions, and I hope we do that well over the next couple of weeks as we tackle this topic of needing a refreshing or a renewal of our faith. I would say God is the consistent. God is always there, and it's really our positioning in light of where God is at. Are we positioning ourselves next to him, or have we grown slowly further away from him, and instead we need to come back to him again? Lord, I pray today as this goes out on Wilson Wednesday, Lord, would you just use it as a tool, that you would just use it to build us up and strengthen us from within. Lord, we know that you are always present, you are always good, and you always desire for us to walk with you in relationship. And anything short of that, when we start feeling that dryness, Lord, it's oftentimes the fact that we've gone somewhere else, to a different well, maybe even. We've maybe even just slightly been moving away from you. Instead, Lord, draw us back to you again by the power of your Holy Spirit. Would you make that part of who we are? Lord, would you strongly bring us back to you again? And then help us to have a sense and get a real sense of that refreshing when we taste you again. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, you guys. Have a great rest of your week.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life.